Cummings, Brother and Sister, R.S. St. Helena, California, February 18, 1908. Dr. and Mrs. Cummings, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, San Diego, California. Dear Brother and Sister, I was pleased to read in a letter from Sister Gotzian of the prosperity of the work at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. In my reply to her, I wrote that very clear light had been given me regarding the transfer of this institution. I was instructed that it would be doing injustice to those who had united to hold this property if it should be passed over to the conference under the terms stated. I was shown that it was to be the property of those who had invested their means in it, that the work of the institution was to be carried in harmony with the instruction we have received for the management of our health institutions, and that all would be in earnest in supporting it. The Paradise Valley Sanitarium has had a varied experience. It has had to encounter backsets which need not have been, had men of intelligence worked wisely and unselfishly. If men would work as God would have them do, we would not have to meet so many disappointments. I feel very grateful for the blessing of God that is now resting on the institution, and I am of good courage. My brother and sister, do not fail or become discouraged. The enemy has tried hard to obtain the victory over the work of this sanitarium. But I urge you to encourage the workers, saying to them, "We are laborers together with God." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. By watchfulness and prayer, the prayer of faith, we shall learn the Lord's will concerning us. Our constant inquiry should be, "How can I best please my Lord and glorify my Savior?" I ask you to study the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. I often read this chapter, for it is full of sound instruction. How good the Lord is to give us such definite instruction. None need err if they will follow the teachings of the Lord. The apostle writes, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. For he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Verses 5 to 11. We should not be surprised that we are tested and tried. The devil is not dead, neither is he inactive. We must expect that he will work with every device to provoke the sons and daughters of God to retaliation. As long as we are on the battlefield, we will have to contend with satanic forces. We must prepare for the conflict by cherishing a spirit of prayer and learn the art of taking God at his word and trusting in him as little children. All who seek to serve God will at times be embarrassed by Satan's temptations. When these experiences come to you, do not talk of them in a discouraging way, but sing praises to God. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God." See Psalm 50, verse 23. Always strive to be cheerful. A cheerful countenance does good like a healing balm. By speaking cheering, hopeful words, you may make your own way and the way of others very bright. You are both engaged in a good work. Never lose sight of the help provided in heavenly agencies. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. Put your whole trust in the Lord, and you will feel the working of His Holy Spirit in your midst. The Lord desires to see His will revealed in your lives. Then He can make you channels of light to those connected with you. As a physician, you need to put your trust in Christ as the mighty healer. It is your privilege to pray with the patients that the Lord may heal their diseases of body and mind. When the patients see that you have a living interest in the salvation of their souls, as well as in the healing of their physical diseases, they will take hold of the cord of faith and will accept Christ as their Savior. This will be the experience of some who now have little hope. Through the exercise of faith and hope, many will be fully healed. Through the faithful ministration of the workers there, the Paradise Valley Sanitarium may become a medium of divine healing. Angels of God are very near to those who minister to suffering humanity.
I pray and believe that you both will be the blessing in the sanitarium that God desires you to be. Believe that the great physician will come into your institution to exercise his healing power. I would like to be with you, but this cannot be at present, for my work of writing fully occupies my time. But I see you by faith, explaining the scriptures in a simple way to the patients. I see angels close beside you. Remember that the work of healing will be made much more effectual if you will lead the sufferers to the one who is the Savior of the soul as well as of the body. I received in the mail today excellent letters from Elder Starr in Australia and from my friends at Loma Linda. I have spent the day in writing. I thank the Lord that He has given me strength to do so much work. I praise His holy name that He keeps me in health.